Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, new customs charges for goods purchased outside the EU come into effect from midnight tonight. But how will this impact us or on us when ordering from Irish brands if those items are coming from outside the EU? Well, joining us now to help shed some light on this is Ray Ryan, head of the Revenue's National Customs Policies and Procedures Branch. Ray, thanks indeed for talking to us. Can you just bring us through what exactly is happening tonight?
Yep, thanks very much, Shane. So there's changes coming in terms of e-commerce goods. So if you're buying goods online, this applies to goods of a value of 150 euros or less. So if you were buying those goods previously, there would be no customs duties applicable to them. But from today, there is a 3 euro per item charge applied to those e-commerce platforms. So they'll be making the payment to the Revenue in terms of customs duties. So it will obviously have implications for shopping online because those like costs are likely to be passed on to consumer. So essentially that relief that was previously there is no longer in place, and a 3 euro customs duty charge per item will apply.
Okay, and look, I don't want to get too much into the reads, but like currently, if you're getting something from the UK, you do get charged a levy of sorts. You get charged, I think it's VAT, you get charged when it's coming in here. You also get charged by Impost, $6.95. I got charged for a very small item recently to cover their side of things, I think, because they have to put it in a separate area.
Yeah.
So this 3 euros would be on top of that.
Exactly. So there's already VAT charged when it comes in from outside the EU. And obviously, like the charges mentioned there about service charges for those companies, either on post or express carriers that may do the declarations on behalf of the platforms. So there is additional cost there already, but this one is additional again. So it's the customs duty aspect of it. So there will be customs duty included in those from now on as well.
Now, I know the Revenue's job is to enforce the law, not to create it. But do we know? Was there a particular justification for this law, for this new charge? Is this to protect EU goods?
Yeah, it's part of an overall EU customs reform package. So there's lots of changes coming in over the next 2 years. But one of the aspects of that reform is tackling e-commerce platforms, especially those that are not established in the EU. So one, this aspect in terms of introducing this customs duty below 150 euros is kind of even that level playing field for Irish and EU businesses. Just to give you an idea of the scale of it, in 2021, we had 25 million customs declarations into Ireland. Last year, we had 52 million declarations, which are purely linked to e-commerce.
Wow.
Low value goods under 150 euros. So it is significant. And across the EU, it's gone from less than a billion to 5.7 billion last year. So it's a significant challenge to all established businesses across the EU, including Irish businesses.
Okay, so somebody buying something in Ireland from let's not mention any platforms, but say online from a company outside the EU, what difference will they notice? Do they pay at the point of buying the product? Do they pay the 3 euros, or how does it work?
Yeah, it depends on the platform themselves. So one thing to bear in mind actually is if it's the .ie website or .eu or .de. It may not necessarily mean that the goods are within the EU, so it's important to know where the goods are actually coming from.
Yeah.
So even if it's an Irish company, the goods may still be coming from outside the EU. So that's one thing to note, that these charges apply from coming from outside the EU. But then the actual charges themselves, so a lot of the platforms are actually showing at checkout. So they have changed their systems and they are showing at checkout. So when you go online to click on your basket, it should show the cost of the good, but also should show a breakdown in relation to customs duty. Some are inbuilt, so you may need to check the terms and conditions around that. But then others do the charge on delivery. So it's not included at the point of time of the basket. So when you click on purchase, when it's actually arriving to you in Ireland, you get a message either from on post or an express carrier to say your goods are awaiting payment of customs duty. And once you make the payment, they will deliver them then. So it's just to bear that in mind that there is different methods
okay.
by different platforms.
And Ray, I suppose there's always a concern about fraud in these cases. How does somebody know that it's a genuine request for the payment? I suppose first and foremost, they're only going to look for 3 euros.
Yeah, no, it is important that if you do receive messages that you don't click through unless you're absolutely certain that these are valid ones. So from a Revenue perspective, we don't send any messages looking for customs duties or any payments to be made. So it's just to bear in mind, if you're unsure of a text message or an email, either go back to the online platform themselves or go directly to OnPost or to the express carriers to a different email contact just to validate that it is a correct fee.
Okay, a couple of questions. I'm not sure if you'll be able to answer these or not. What if you have a pre-existing subscription of items that get delivered? Does it still apply? Does the €3 still apply?
Yeah, it applies to anything that's arrived in the country since today, tonight, actually, okay. From the 1st of July. So basically anything that arrives from outside the EU into the EU, it will apply. Now, again, it's a charge that is revenue will be charged in the platforms as such, so they may not pass on these to consumers. So if you're in any doubts about some of those subscriptions, maybe check with them, see what the actual process will be. But sometimes they will, or sometimes they will pass on the charges, other times they may not. So it does depend on the suppliers themselves.
And if I buy, say, 5 items from a company in China, say, for example, do I get charged €15 or is it €3 for the, if the 5 come to less than €150, is it still €3 or is it €15?
Yeah, but if there are 5 distinct items, it would be a 5 by €3 charge, so €15. And if there were 5 the same items, so to give you an example, it would be, let's say for the summer, if you're buying t-shirt, shorts, socks, a hat and glasses, the 5 items, they'd be 3 or 5 distinct items, so that'd be €15. But if you're buying 5 t-shirts of cotton, so they're the exact same type of t-shirt, then it would be €1 charge.
Oh,
it does depend on the type of thing. So it's distinct items as such. So
same product, one charge, different types of products, 5, whatever
yeah,
number.
Depending on the number of items, exactly. So it's the distinct items. So for example, let's say some people going online, if they're buying clothing, for that t-shirt example again, if you're not unsure of the size and you're buying a cotton t-shirt of small, medium, large, that's three t-shirts, but the same type of t-shirt. So it would be €1 charge on it.
Okay,
so
interesting.
The fact that it's a different size doesn't really make a difference. It's more the actual type of product.
If you return the product, let's say you buy the said t-shirt and it doesn't fit and you send it back, do you get your €3 back?
No, that's another change that's come in, that the platforms will be not entitled to refund in those cases of returns like that. So they may not pass on any customs duty they've paid. So again, it's like I was saying about checking where the goods are coming from, but also checking the returns policies for those companies to see what exactly they will refund you.
Okay, so the key takeaway for our listeners, Ray, this is obviously coming in from midnight. What's your kind of key message in terms of just being aware of what they need to do?
Yeah, you may be dealing with platforms that have been purchasing online for the last number of years, and it's just to check now the next time you go to do it to make sure that you know where the goods are coming from. Sometimes it is clear on the platforms that it's coming from within the EU. But if it's not coming from within the EU, then there will be subject to customs duties on it. And you may find additional charges.
Okay, listen, thanks for shedding so much light on that. Really interesting. Ray Ryan, Head of Revenues, National Customs Policies and Procedures Branch. It sounds like you're going to be busy over the coming weeks and months. Ray, thanks indeed for talking to The Hard Shoulder.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.